Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Taylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hoyt Wilhelm. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hoyt Wilhelm. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd takes first base on ball four. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Serve hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is hit by the pitch. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. House moves to second. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. House moves to third. Smith moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. One out. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Serve takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Serve. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Gardner applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Williams reaches second base with a double. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. House hits a line drive towards first. Boyd reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a pop-up towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hadley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Serve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilhelm hits a line drive into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby bunts towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boyd is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Daly bunts towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Gardner covering, for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Taylor who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Tuttle goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann strikes out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a pop-up towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm fires to first and has Williams trapped. There's the throw to Miranda who tags Williams for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes House. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Miranda applying the tag. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Taylor. DeMaestri reaches second base with a double. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk bunts towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. Woodling moves to second. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner scores. There goes Woodling trying to get to home. Tuttle throws the ball into House, who tags Woodling, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tasby moves to second. Bob Grimm now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tasby scores. Boyd moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Klaus now playing shortstop. Gene Woodling now playing left field. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grimm moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe's fields it and throws to third for the out. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hadley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Lump moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Serve hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Hadley moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. House hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albie Pearson pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearson. The throw from House and he is safe. Pearson steals second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimm fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.